Hello everyone, welcome to Disruption Works Chit Chat, talking about chatbots, voice development, and how technology can help overcome challenges and be deployed in your organization.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of Disruption Works Chit Chat with Sean and Steve. I hope everyone's well. Steve, how you doing?
Yeah, not too bad. A bit tired after our exhibition yesterday. Which was interesting, but yeah, it's a bit knackering standing up all day. I've done that for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, before we jump into that, I just want to say a big thank you to all the new listeners that we've acquired lately. So it's great to see that our listening figures, if you like, are continuing to rise. That's really nice. And as I always say at the end of these, normally, that if there's any subject matter that you'd like us to talk about, then do feel free to drop us a note or send it through. Comment on our LinkedIn, whatever it might be, and we'd be more than happy to have a look at that. So, Steve, as you've given the game away slightly, joking. We went to the Southwest Expo yesterday at West Point in Exeter, which is fairly local to us as a business, being in Plymouth Science Park. So today, I just wanted to discuss, really, or we'll just do a mini review of how we got on.
Sure.
Might be of interest to people listening if you are either in the area or you're looking to go back to these sort of shows and expos and you're wondering what the general consensus is on that, then hopefully we can give you a bit of an open and honest reflection on how we got on. And this is obviously not going to be applied to every single one of these shows, but it might just give you a sense of what the general thinking is from people at the moment. So, Steve, handing the mic over to you. Yeah. I guess, what were your initial thoughts and takeaways from yesterday?
Talking to quite a lot of people there, the footfall was down on previous years, which is kind of expected. There's a certain amount of people that aren't, they're just still uncomfortable with this. We have got kind of to the end of this COVID thing, but we're getting a bit of a, you know, the figures are going up anyway.
Easter's around the corner as well, I thought. Yeah, so maybe people thought, I don't want to get anything before Easter, which was something that a few people had said, that they, I'm seeing my parents and stuff, so...
All messed up and stuff, and it's all right, no worries. And I think that would probably have affected stuff. Talking to quite a lot of people, the nice thing was, is that the people that were then interested in what you got to present and, you know, talking to about chatbots and voice bots, they felt they had time and space to have a proper conversation, which was good. So we did. And we, you know, we had some really lengthy conversations with potential partners, with, you know, new businesses that were looking at this stuff. And that, I think, was actually quite nice because the pace was good, you know, and you could spend time. Because you know what it's like when you're at these things and then there's just, your stand is round. You haven't really got time to attend to people.
Very difficult etiquette, isn't it, where you might be talking to someone, but there's several people that are looking around at your boards or in your store, see what you're doing, looking at your rolling video that we had, the explainer video. And you think, is this person I'm speaking to more value than those people waiting or not? And then you kind of, it shrinks your conversations, you move things on quickly. So I think that was definitely one of the positives, that it did, like you say, gave us more time to have an in-depth conversation about what, not just what we do, but also what those people do, find out more about them, have a longer conversation, and then see how our solutions might fit into either their pain points or what they've got going on at the moment. So that was a plus, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, and it was interesting. I mean, what was very kind of an outstanding one was that there was a lot of businesses there that have come through this, you know, the pandemic. There were IT support, moving people to the cloud, you know, that type of thing. And those businesses have done very well over this period of time because, of course, everybody was working remotely. So they've grown and they've taken on lots and lots of clients with lots of users that all have questions and things that need answering. And And the amount of conversations, I have multiple conversations with people to go, oh, geez, we need some help because we're just getting inundated in queries that are just, they are the mundane. How do I log in? Or where do I do this? How do I reset my email password? How do I do this stuff? Which, of course, is just the same answer every time. Go press this button, do this stuff. And, of course, it helps really well to be able to just automate that whole conversation. They were suffering with the deluge of queries that they got, you know, resetting their emails and doing that type of stuff. They can't do the work because they haven't got the space in their own right to do the work either.
Yeah.
So they were looking to us as the specialists to kind of go, how can we do this? We need to do it. Can we link it into, you know, Office 365 and all those such things that they work with? And that was quite a good point. And we had a lot of those conversations. So it was quite good. An interesting side, something we hadn't really broached. We've been looking at customer service, not so much the support bots as much.
Yeah.
We do have clients that do that. It was kind of, well, of course, you know, you guys have gone through the roof with all your users and things like that, you know, so it's quite interesting.
Now, we talked about footfall. I guess mainly the people that we spoke to were other exhibitors in the main. So what was your take on that? Did that just help us get a good impression of what, gave us a chance, I guess, to find out what other businesses in the local area are doing? Although we're not Southwest focused as a business, and our clients are all over the place, how did you feel that it gave you a sense of what other businesses in the area are doing?
I think it was kind of interesting to see what the economy was looking like, you know, how well people were doing. And also sometimes this is a surprise that you didn't realise these people were on your doorstep as well.
You know, definitely.
A lot of businesses down there, you go, oh, right, they are quite significant. I didn't know they were in, you know, Exeter or Plymouth or, you know, or wherever. And a lot of the conversations, again, because we're tech-focused, you know, a lot of the conversations were tech-focused as well. It was quite interesting that somebody in particular I was talking to, they were saying that a lot of their people have moved down to Devon, where they were in Manchester.
Yeah.
All down here now. And, you know, much as they were based in Cheltenham officially, you know, it was the fact that they were, you know, most of their people were in Devon. They were, said it was just hilarious that they'd all moved down. And we said, well, we've always been here. They said, no, everybody's down here. You know, I would say it was quite an interesting conversation. But I'd say that, yeah, we did speak to quite a lot of the exhibitors themselves. But I think there was also a few people that were wandering through that we did actually speak to that were interested in our stuff as well. So it wasn't just exhibitors. The footfall wasn't as good as it could have been. But I think everybody acknowledged that it was a punt and it was, you know, we were going to try this, even though it was pretty early.
I think part of it was just also people just building some confidence in getting back out there in the world, showing their face again, and having these types of conversations. We've been the other side of a screen for... Yeah. What, over 2 years now, I guess? So yeah. I guess, you know, there was maybe some confidence and just like I say, just getting yourself back out there in the world as well. Did you get that sense?
Yeah, I'd say so. And also, you know, we did meet a few people that we'd not met in person, you know, and that's also really interesting.
Yes.
Oh, you're shorter than I thought you were, you know.
It just goes over your head because you go, well, I speak to this person every couple of weeks or once a month over Teams, and then you meet them in person, you go, well, hang on a minute. I haven't actually met you
no,
before.
That's right. Actually, in person. Yeah.
But we're so used to this way of working that it's almost like it just, you don't even realise, do you? Because you've been talking to them so long. Okay.
And even ourselves, you know, we don't meet up all that often because we do Teams all the time. And that was kind of quite nice as well, just to bring a few people together. You know, it works quite well. It's good.
I think the other nice thing for us as a business was that although these weren't maybe necessarily people that we're directly engaged with or targeting, that people would come around and see our branding and see our stands and imagery and go, oh, yeah, I've heard of you guys.
Yeah.
So that's quite good. More of a direct question then, Steve, and these are the things that come out in the wash down the road or, you know, proofs in the pudding and all that. other terms that people use, but would you say that it was worth going?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think there's a good chance we'll get a couple of clients out of the at the show. We did do this last minute, so it was a bit of a last minute show. But I think it was interesting to get ourselves set up, ready for the next one. I think it will be a good route for us. I would hope to go to one that was busier next time, from a general footfall perspective. And I think, but what I would also think is that this was a general business show, so it wasn't as focused. I think what we'd probably do is do more focused business show next time that's around the sector that we're looking at, work with. And I think that's probably the one that I would be looking at next time. But, you know, we are a particular business in that shape. So, you know, I think it was worthwhile. I was glad we did it.
And you've touched on some of these things already, but what are the lessons learned from yesterday, would you say?
Well,
have a chair.
Sorry?
Have a chair.
A bit of that. I don't know. I think we did probably quite well with what we'd done. Maybe a bit of pre-promotion, but we didn't have time because we did it last minute. But on the whole, I think we were pretty well set up. You know, we weren't as good as we could have been in capturing data and things like that. But I would say that actually we did pretty well. I think we did okay.
I think that because it was all last minute, just so everyone's aware, we only decided to go on Friday and the show was on Tuesday. So it doesn't give us much time to get stuff together. I think there's probably some cool tech things that we could have done. Maybe have our own QR code that people could have scanned and landed on a landing page. That would have been quite funky. We didn't have the business cards up to date. These are minor things, you know. It's just because it was prep time, so I don't think that that was too big a thing. And like you say, it was more of a general show, so it was, from our perspective, a little bit of a punt, because we didn't know if the businesses that we would be necessarily interested in engaging with and vice versa were going to be there. So it was just a bit of let's give ourselves a little bit more experience, get ourselves back in the game in this arena, and then we'll go from there. So, yeah, I think in terms of lessons learned, you know, there was nothing that came out of there that we weren't expecting. So I think that was a good thing. And interestingly, just to go back to the attendance, there was also some businesses that were due to go that didn't make it. So I'm just wondering if that was probably COVID related or
similar. I heard that for a bit, that there was a few empty stands that did have names on it, so it wasn't that they hadn't sold them, but they hadn't been unable to turn up because they were, you know, COVID stuff like that, which is rough, isn't it? You know, that's such a shame. But there were, you know, there weren't loads, but there was it was a reduced show this year, not nearly as busy. There were a lot of people saying that, oh, this is normally mad, you know, you can hardly hear yourself speak and all that type of stuff because that's how busy it is. And I would expect that to be the same next year. You know, I think one more year on, that'll be a really busy show.
That's
the way it'll go, you know. But, you know, whether that's the right show for us, I don't know. You know, that's something we're going to have a look at and see what comes out in the wash after a few days. You know,
As we know, for us as a business, we would choose a sector and go, right, we'll go and speak to that sector about what we're doing in their sector, and it would all be relevant. This is a little bit more generic, so yeah, it just kind of is what it is. But certainly felt like it was worth going. Nice to go out there and meet people and get some more experience doing this stuff, and take our takeaways, and then we'll see what happens with the next one.
I'd like to do a little shout out for Significant Signs, who did our signage really quickly. They literally printed them on Monday and got them to us. So good to do that, else we wouldn't have had much to put on the walls, but we did, and they were great. So
yeah, our signs, I have to say, were amazing. They were really good. They look so professional, and the fact that it was turned around last minute, so I'm super pleased. So what was the business name? Give me a shout.
Significant Signs in Plymouth. Yeah, they're often a Forrester Business Park, but they were great, really friendly, sorted it all out, and they were super, and it's people like that you need around you. And and the science part themselves were good to try and help us out with gear where we needed it, and they were there ready. We managed to sort it out without too much assist on their side, but it's good to have these people around that can help you and make stuff happen,
And really nice that we were able to lean on a local business to do that as well.
The thing is, it was easy for me to go and look online, and with a little bit more time, I could have just ordered them online. But I'm actually I was forced to find them, and and that was it. Worked out really well, and I would definitely go back to them again for that. So
great stuff. Yeah. Well. We'll get those things laminated. That'll be the next job. That'll be nice. So we'll make sure we tag them in the LinkedIn message as well when we put that up.
Good idea.
Good stuff. Well, let's draw a line there. I don't think there's anything more to discuss on the show. Thanks to everyone that was there and popped by and said hello. I'll drop you an email shortly to say thanks if you're listening. Like I say. Anything you want us to discuss, let us know, whether email, reply in the comments, whatever it is, drop us a line and we'll be happy to have a look at it. So thanks very much.
All right, cheers.
See you now. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man.
Okay, so thanks everyone for joining us on the Disruption Works podcast. If you'd like to find any of the previous episodes or series, then just search Disruption Works Chit Chat on your favourite podcast platform. Next week, we'll be talking about chatbots, voice development and everything in between. So I hope you can join us then.